Welcome everyone to the Blind Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision by guiding them to profitability.
Let's go.
You're listening to episode 192, and today we have Stephen Eugene Kuhn. He is a decorated U.S. military combat veteran who turns failing businesses into success across Europe and the U.S. Stephen has been handpicked to consult some of the most influential people in the world about how to expand their brand, build value and loyalty, and develop strategies for increasing beneficial relationships. Throughout his career, Stephen has led international organizations, managed multi-continent projects. I mean, you're all over the world. You are a world traveler, my friend, and coached executive teams in non-traditional ways that led to significant success across the board. Stephen, welcome to the show, man. Really excited to get in your head today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. Pleasure to be here. And honor as well.
There you go. Very cool. So before we get into the heavy-hitting questions, we have to talk about something that's really important to me, and that's food. So especially you being a world traveler as you are, really, really interested to hear your answer. So imagine you just had the absolute best day of your life. Where are you going to eat, and what are you going to order to make your day complete?
Oh, wow. That's a really cool question. And I have to, I'm American and I'm overseas, so it's really hard to get a really good burger. I think I would go to a gourmet burger place and just get a real, you know, watered down, no frills burger that tastes just fantastic with the perfect bun. I think I can't pick one in the States. I mean, I don't want to say Five Guys or whatever. I don't know, you know, any of those. There's one in Manhattan. I forget what it's called, where I went one time. It was a fantastic burger, a little greasy, but it was a really good burger. I just think I would like to sit down and relax with a nice, I don't know, you know, maybe a red wine goes with beef, you know,
nice.
And a red wine and a burger, you know,
there you
it's
go.
Completely out of whack. Yeah.
There's no better way to do it. That's interesting that there's not a good place. And I think you being from Pennsylvania, I don't know if you've ever heard this to be true, but the bread in the dough of the water in the dough from Philadelphia is much different than that of, you know, say Missouri or Hungary. You said Hungary, right?
Hungary, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Where you are. Have you seen any correlation behind that?
Well, the bread here is horrible. I mean, there's hardly any good bread in Hungary, but right next door in Germany, they have the most amazing bread on the planet that I've ever had. I mean, there's just amazing bread. And I do notice it, especially because they don't know how to make burger buns here. So you get a burger and your bun is three times the size of your burger. It's like this huge sort of puffy, crusty, you know, it's like hard on the outside, really soft on the inside, which is nice. It just falls apart. I don't know. So yeah, I have noticed it. I mean, water, it's like my grandmother, she was Italian. And when she did her recipes, it was amazing. And then now we try to make them again as well. And it just doesn't work because the soil's different. The tomatoes are different. The water's different. It tastes completely different than it did before. So that's sort of a shame. With time, we also lose, you know, that sort of flavor of life, I guess you could say, or we create it new, put it that way.
Yeah, well said. So the first question of the podcast, now that we're done talking about the important stuff, we can get down to business now. Tell me about a time that you felt lost or blind in business, and how did you overcome those obstacles?
Well, you know, there's plenty of times. I think, you know, it happens, you know, as a veteran with PTSD, I wake up sometimes in the morning, I just feel lost. Like, what am I doing? Why am I here? You know, what's going on? I'm quite successful in what I do. And of course, as a metronome goes left and right, you know, as above, so below kind of thing, as far as the depression goes, as successful as I can be. So for me, I see that sort of dip, that blindness as, okay, this is how high I can go as low as I am right now. So for me, it's always like a launching pad. So there was a situation where I had literally just bought an apartment in Berlin, and I was married at the time, and I had just invested in a big trip, and I came back from Chicago from a meeting, and I went to Berlin to the headquarters, and they said, hey, we're closing the company, you don't have a job anymore. So done, basically. And I still had my cocktail bars that I had in Berlin as well on the side, so, you know, I was sort of okay. But then my wife also left me, and then the trip, I couldn't go on the trip, of course, with her, but I didn't get a refund because I lost everything in a week. So job, wife, money, everything, right? And I felt quite blind there, and I felt really, really bad. And you know what? At the time, I didn't know about what to do about it, but my intuition said, stop. Just stop, right? Stop chasing, stop pushing, just take a step back. And what do you really want to do? This is like one time in your life where you can start over. And I decided to write a book. And I was broke, but I still wrote a book, and it became a bestseller within 3 weeks. After I wrote it, actually from that point, that was November 2002, and in March 2003, the book was a bestseller in Germany. And it was written in the German language. And so that's what I do, is I step back. So what's that?
Oh, no, sorry. I was just scratching my my head.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I do. I step back. So now when I have challenges, I step back, and I realize that I'm my biggest enemy. So if I push hard, I'm usually pushing in the wrong direction, or I'm so focused at a needle point, ahead of a needle, that I'm missing everything on the side. Your peripheral vision is so important in business.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to see the trends, to be able to see the things going on left and right and front and center isn't, you know, it's just so key for me to move forward. But I lead with intuition now. Since I wrote my book in 2003, when that happened, I lead with intuition. And when challenges come, when blindness comes, I take it in stride and say, yeah, this is leading to something bigger, because that usually leads to, it breaks you through your fear. And fear is nothing but a door to greatness, in my opinion.
Yeah. And so when you were right in that period, I think something that is interesting with your background in particular is your military background. Do you feel as if that the military background and the experience of being in the military, I believe the level that you were at was a sergeant, is that correct?
Right.
What has that trained you to psychologically prepare for that hardship in business, or is that just like an internal intuition that you had, is to, you know, just figure it out type of mentality? Well, you use the military phrase boots on the ground,
right? Well, that's what it means. Like you run through walls. That's what they teach you. You don't stop at anything at all. But that doesn't always compute to being good business advice. Sometimes you have to finesse. Sometimes you have to take a step back and sidestep. Sometimes you have to climb over the wall, not go through it. You know, especially when you're leading other troops. I mean, sorry, other troops, other and you know, civilian employees, or whatever you want to call them, team members. You can't do that like you do in the military. We have a very non-finesse art or non-finessed way of speaking with each other and doing things. So obviously, that doesn't always work. So no, I don't think it did prepare me for that kind of a soft moment where I had to actually step back. I mean, I could have kept driving and would have probably gone insane. Yeah. And that's what happens to a lot of guys, is they just keep drive until they're driven down to the bone, and they're sitting there going, I worked my whole life, and now, you know, this. And that's because they're missing everything in the peripheral. It's just flying by them. It's like, as you know, if you're counting the pennies, the dollars are flying over your head. Mm-hmm. Is what they always say. So yeah.
And you have a process that you call HIT, which is honesty, integrity, and transparency. Something that's really important to me is the aspect of leadership. And so can you talk a little bit more about your process? What does it mean to you, and how can we apply it to our professional lives?
Most certainly. Well, HIT's a funny thing. HIT is something you do with yourself first, and it stands for honesty, integrity, transparency. And it's sort of a way that you – it's not sort of a way. It is a way how you come across as an authentic person, because – transparency with yourself, honesty with yourself, and everything that you do and every decision that you make, the byproduct of that is integrity. And integrity creates this authenticity that makes you who you are. Now, being able to live in HIT also means not bowing to other people's expectations and not expecting anything when you give something. This is all a part of HIT. And you are literally a person of your own, and people see it and they feel it, right? And you can pretty much get anything you want, because you have no dirty laundry, you have no skeletons in the closet. Everything's open and transparent and honest. And that's what it is. But before, you know, we get into more of that, it's you know, everybody struggles with the imposter syndrome, right? So you go through this glass ceiling, and then suddenly you're at the bottom of the next level, and you're like, do I even belong here? You know, you get promoted within a company, and suddenly the CEO or the director, and like, do I even belong here? I mean, even, you know, Tom Cruise and those kind of people, they all have that thing too. I'm sure you've probably had situations where you felt uncomfortable too, even though you were at the top of your game, you know. And this is sort of how I deal with it, is whenever I get to a situation where it's uncomfortable, first of all, I see fear as a door to possibility and to greatness. And second of all, I rely on the honesty and transparency with myself and everyone around me to make sure that I'm not kidding myself or anyone else, that I'm straightforward and you know, honest about everything that goes on. So honesty, integrity, and transparency, and how it's going to turn everyone that you talk to about your business, it turns it into sort of like a human funnel, right? So it's because first of all, you ensure you're clear with yourself. And the reason, you know, the reason that is because you don't want to portray the wrong kind of information to anybody else to benefit you. So everything you do is based on reality, and everything is based on integrity. So that when you make a decision, it's not because, oh, it's going to do me good, you know, and you might not be so good, but it's good for everyone. It's honesty. And, you know, it's basically, you're going to be turning yourself inside out to make sure everyone knows who you are and what you are. And I'm not saying being overly vulnerable, and I'm not saying, you know, being a sucker. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying standing your ground and being integrity in your core and your moral values are honesty and integrity and transparency. And this makes a difference in my life. I've been teaching it for 15 years. I used to call it, you know, conscious leadership. I used to call it, you know, self leadership and self conscious leadership. And then I always came to those three words, honesty, integrity, and transparency. And that since about a year now, I've started calling it HIT, and it just stuck. People love it. It works. It's easy to understand. It's hard to implement. You know, because think about it. You're in a situation, right? And you can make some quick money. Maybe it's not so, I don't want to say honest, but maybe it's not just the clearest day. You know, like you may be able to, someone will say, here, take this over the border or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, or take this on the airplane with you. And you go, okay, if I get caught, you know, I'll get my, you know, my wrist slapped, but if I don't, I'll make, you know, 20 grand or whatever. Do you do it or don't you do it? You know, easy money. Do you do it or you don't? I don't do it. You know, I just something I don't even consider, because over time you build up this reputation and people know, man, Steven, he's honest in everything he does. Like, you can trust this guy with everything. And I'm flexible, and I try to find a way, and always look for solutions instead of problems and things like that. And that screams customers. That screams clients just coming to you, waiting in line to come to you, because they know they're going to get the best of the best. So that's what HIT is. It leads you down that path of a human funnel. People just know that's just, you know, the way that things work out the best.
And you've worked with some top government officials. Yes. I see that you worked with some people in the EU, some government officials here in the United States. Have you seen a pattern between world leaders that need to be, I guess, combed this, like, do they have a similarity between their problems when it comes to leadership, and then how can we apply that, like, their issues, their troubles to our business today? Because a world leader is, although very different than a CEO or a leader in a business,
right,
although at the same time they're also very similar, because they have to lead a group of people. So would love to hear your aspect on that.
Well, politicians are different. Politicians are more about influencing, right? So they're more about influencing as far as direct leadership. Their direct leadership is something different, where you give directives and people work with you directly. And an influencer is someone who you don't always see directly in front of you. You don't have any actually contact with. So the procedures are a little bit different, but the basis is the same. HIT, honesty, integrity, transparency. Now, the first question I always get is with, you know, politicians, how can you talk about honesty, right? How can you talk about transparency?
That's very true.
It is difficult. I have to admit it's difficult, because it doesn't mean they lie. It just means that you can't be transparent with a lot of things, because there's strategy and tactics involved, right? So you base everything on that person. So that person is honest and integral, even if they can't be transparent with everyone else or transparent with themselves why that is. Mm-hmm. So you're not compromising who that person is. You're not compromising their integrity at all when it goes down this path. Yeah. So that's how I work with them. And of course they have massive challenges. They have more challenges than any leader you can imagine, because every single day the political landscape changes. You go to bed and you made a decision. The next morning your decision is already three steps down the road, and you have to make a new decision. It's a constant, I mean, constant change. It's ridiculous. Like, I can never be a politician.
I don't think I could either. It takes a certain type of professional and mindset, right, to be able to do that. You mentioned before that last question about the human funnel. I'm assuming that the human funnel has a lot to do with gaining more clients, because you're being honest and transparent. What are some other ways that have allowed you to help grow your business to what it is today? I've seen a lot of some like videos and some marketing material of you speaking, but would love to just get that aspect of like what you're doing in order to gain more clients.
You know, I don't use any ads. I don't use any like Facebook ads or anything. I haven't done anything like that yet. I started my own. You got to realize I took my offline business of 20 years, where I was an offline consultant, turnaround consultant, crisis and turnaround consultant, and sort of, I don't want to call it influencer training because it's not. It's you know, I help people sort of gain influence in their businesses and in their as politicians. So I took that online 10 months ago. Right out of the blue, I said, I'm done working. I was traveling 4 days a week, and I told my wife, I'm staying home with the kids and you. And she said, great, what are you gonna do? I said, I have no idea. So I started my business 10 months ago, and I cracked six figures after 4 months, and now I'm in multiple six figures. And I just signed with a huge agency last week in New York, who's going to take me to the next level as well online. Now, the way I've gained clients until now is, first of all, my existing network, obviously. Right. Most of those people said no because they're used to seeing me in person and they don't want to see me online. They want to have that. They think it's value when you're there, but I actually found out that the online consulting is much more valuable because people tend to listen very intently for that 1 hour a week, and there's a list of tasks they have to do, and they knock it out by the next week. Whereas when I'm with them, I just go get a coffee, let's have lunch, take a break. What are you doing tonight? Let's go play some golf. All that's gone. It's focus 100%, no frills. I mean, it's amazing, and it just the impact is incredible. That's why it's called the immediate impact consulting. So. The main way that I got clients online is free value. So I do a live video every single night, and I share it into five groups. And then I do a live video in a few closed groups with 500,000 people or, 100,000 people, where I've talked to the owners of the groups to say, let me add value for free. And I give real, tangible, truthful business and life-changing value that they can actually use to put in place to make a huge difference. And I've gained clients for that because they said, look, Steve, just listening to your lives, I've made, I took this one business from $20,000 to $1 million a year. Just listening to your lives. Can we work together? And that's been my biggest, let's say, forte when it comes to getting clients is I just give freely. I'm not scared someone's going to steal my ideas. I'm not scared that someone's going to do, take it and run with it and not come back. And, I see it like this. Give good and you get good back.
That is very, very interesting and leads to a whole bunch of different questions. So you're saying that you record a video every single night, and then you post it on groups. When you say groups, do you mean like Facebook groups or do you mean like what, number one,
Yes.
like what is the video about? How long is the video? And then where are you posting it?
The videos are usually 2 to 5 minutes. And they're always business related, a lot of mindset related. Like for instance, one of my favorite sayings is we dictate our own reality. Our conscious dictates to our subconscious, which makes it a habit or automated. And people are like, well, that's ridiculous. I said, well, how do you learn something? You repeat it, right? Over and over and over and over. And that's your conscious training your subconscious to know how to do it without thinking. You drive without thinking, right? I mean, you consoles. It's the same way when you want to dictate your reality. So if you want something in life, you want something in business, you want something, you dictate it into your head. It goes into your subconscious. You let it go and then, believe it will be. So that's the kind of thing that I talk about when it comes to mindset. And when it comes to business, we talk about, three things just to get your, so you could relax on the weekend, or how do you set your week up in two blocks? So you're very, very productive in the first half of the week. Sorry, you're closing in the first half of the week or doing deals in the first half of the week and the second half of the week. You're setting up for the next Monday and Tuesday so you can enjoy your weekend. There's like all kinds of tips about, and my strap line is it's all about quality of life. So everything I do, body, mind, relationships, and business, is based on those four areas, and it's all about quality of life. How do you have the highest quality of life and actually be happy at what you do and have a fantastic time, and at the same time gain influence and make more revenue, make more money in your company, more
Yeah,
revenue.
that's awesome. And so the second part was Facebook. Like, were you using Facebook groups in order to just litter this information?
Yes.
Interesting. That is a very unique approach. Kudos to you for how long have you been doing that for?
10 months now.
Every day.
Every day. I missed 3 days, but in 10 months.
Wow. That's really, really interesting. I think there's a lot there that we can learn.
Well, I got to tell you, and then what happens then is when I do make a post, everyone listens. Like they, oh, there's Steven. Yeah. So I'll make a post like, hey guys, what did I do the other day? Anyone who signs up for my consulting, I will, you can nominate someone to get a month for free. You know, so basically anyone signs up with me, they can nominate one of their friends or someone who can't afford it, so to say, they get 1 month with me for free.
Interesting.
You know, things like, so I, because I love that. Like for every full-time client I get, I take a veteran at half price. Huh. So every time I get a full-time client, I say, do you know a veteran who needs a service? If not, I'll choose a veteran.
Yeah, that's
you
cool.
Know? So it's, yeah, and I mean, I, you know, I also do, you know, all kinds of stuff. But I have my full-time consulting, which is, you know, business turnaround and sort of, it's a mix between mindset and influencer building. And then I have my coaching club. My coaching club is a, you know, online club. It's under $200 a month. And you sit there and I have partners that work in it with me, like seasoned consultants who've worked all over the world. Like I have, I've worked in 9 countries. My partner, Jack, has worked in just about the same amount of countries, been deployed all over the world, as have I. And we just kill it in there. I mean, literally people show up and like, you know, a couple of weeks later, they have their own radio show and they're like, you know, they're doing $100,000 worth. It's because we just use our and just pound it in there and boom. And these people have this amazing success. And we're gonna you know, I think we got, I don't know, 30, 40 people in there right now. We haven't promoted it at all. Hmm. It's all just organic growth. And so it's a lot of fun. We love seeing the success. Jack is, like I said, Jack's 5 years older than me. I'm 51. He's just hammer hard, and he's really strong in areas that I'm not in strong in. And
yeah,
that is
online,
click funnels, all that, you know, Kartra and all that kind of stuff. I don't do any of that. Like he's really good for that.
Interesting.
And he's also the strategy guy that says, look, you know, cause me, I tap into the flow of the universe, I guess you could say, or the hard drive of the universe or whatever it is. And I just download it and I speak. And sometimes someone quotes me and I'm like, I said that.
You're like, that's, you know, really good.
That's really good. Who said that? You did. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So Jack's sort of like my grounding, you know, he grounds me.
That's cool. I mean, you need to have that balance in life and in whether it's a partner in marriage, in love, or a partner in business. That is a very interesting idea. And so it took you 10 months to do that. And I mean, you've grown your business significantly. And a lot of value there. Yeah, Stephen, thank you.
And I got picked up by an agency, one of the largest agencies in America. I mean, mm-hmm. They're taking over my entire online presence, everything about it, and offline speaking and books and everything else. My author, everything. They're doing everything.
Wow. It's amazing. Good for you, man. So I'd like to shake the conversation up just a little bit. And before we do, I just have to ask everybody that's watching and listening, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast at tbeshow.com. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you smash that subscribe button. I did some research and I found a couple of photos of you on the internet. And don't worry, they're all good photos, so you don't have to be too worried. But I have about 1, 2, 3, 4 videos, 4 pictures here. Oh, actually, you know what? Now that the little one is now here,
Max,
I'll ask that question in a little bit because it might embarrass him. But this
no,
one
he can't in, hear. He can't hear you anyway.
So all right. Well, this one in particular is a picture of you on a plane, and I see a couple of selfies of you on a plane. And the question was, how long will you wait? And I just want you to kind of speak to this picture in particular. How long will you wait? What is the answer to that?
How long will you wait to actually live that quality? How long will you wait to make those things happen to be able to afford that kind of life that you want to live? You know, what is this? My daughter here's now. My daughter's here now too. So, you know, it's how long will you wait until you make it yours? Mm-hmm. You know, we can dictate that. We can dictate truth in our own lives, you know, and it's amazing that people let that just go by all the time, you know, and that's what I'm talking about there. It's like, I always push people to say, look, break through that fear of, you know, that, I don't know, $500 a week job or whatever it is that you have, that's just enough to get by, is not going to help you live anymore. It's just going to help you get by, mm-hmm. You know, how do you push it? How do you move it? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. This one in particular is a picture of you just getting a shape up, and it looks like the guy is on fire when it comes to cutting hair. You know, Barbara, I'm sure you've gotten haircuts all over the world. Any particular place that you enjoy getting your hair cut from, any particular country?
Well, that's Dan, the barber. He was here in Budapest. He's Australian. He moved back to Australia, and he's got a full head tattoo now. It looks like hair.
Nice.
The guy's just, he's a really good barber, and he's a super guy. Dan the Barber on, he's on, I think he's on Instagram as Dan the Barber. And well, where would I like my best haircut? I have to say the military was always the best haircut, because these guys
Nice.
cut 5,000 heads a month. So they do a fade, and they do a high and tight, and they do those white walls like nobody else can. It's just, they're just amazing. So when I get near a military base, I'm like going in, you know?
Yep, I hear you. This one in particular is you in a picture from Peru, I believe. And so I was just kind of curious, has you being a world traveler and you being just going all over the world and helping people and et cetera, is there any particular country that just you really resonate with, and why?
Well, you know, it's not fair, because Peru has to win that. Simply because when I go to Peru, and I'm going in 9 days again to that same place, to that same guy, I'm going in 9 days again in order to work on plant medicine, ayahuasca and San Pedro. I've been doing that for 10 years, and that's a massive clarity for me. It's an intention that I put into the universe and into the world when I work with these plants, and it's a massive, you know, it lets go of blockages, any kind of anxiety, any kind of sort of pressure I put on myself, and it sets me up for another year. And so I have to say, right now, at least, maybe because I'm looking forward to it, is Peru. But I love the romanticism of Southern Europe. I love Italy. I love Italy. Like you know, when you go to the, when you go to, I just, it, we're in, where were we last? Southern tip of Italy. I don't remember where it was. just last month. Sicily. That's right. We were in Sicily just last month. And if you just go there, I went with my wife. We brought the kids and the grandparents, and you're just there. You're like, wow, this is just bigger than life, you know. It's just amazing. And you know, and it also, if we look at the needs of people, right? Human needs. I know Tony Robbins talks about that, I know as well, but you know, there's those six essential needs of a human being. And one's, you know, the one is certainty and comfort, and the other one's uncertainty, which is variety, significance, love and connection, growth and contribution. Those are the six things that humans need to survive. And I think travel for me is growth, because I use travel as a way to learn new cultures, new languages. I'm always, you know, trying to say things, and it's for me, travel is amazing, and I just can't get enough of it. And I don't travel like a tourist. Like, I don't actually like to travel like a tourist. I'll try and get a contract there, or I'll try to get somebody who I can help to work, because I want to work. I want to get into the culture and find the culture, you know. So yeah, that's
That's
why I
cool.
came to Hungary. That's why I came to Hungary. Just that I so happened met a woman here, and I married her, and I
That's
have two kids
awesome.
now.
Good for you, man. The final question when it comes to the Instagram is just a picture of these two. So it's a picture of your daughter and your son. Now that you have two kids, what is life like now? Now that you have a successful business, you have a family, you're absolutely killing it. Just talk about the pro your mindset in that.
Well, you know, I'm actually fighting with the basically that glass ceiling again, because I'm to the point now where I'm home all the time. I get to see him all the time, and it makes me more aware of what I have to do to prepare for, you know, my exit, so to say, eventually. So you know, I'm working on that. So for me, everything's about them. Everything. I lived my life. I did a lot of crazy stuff. I had every car. You know, all that kind of stuff you do. And now it's for them. It's all for them. It's like the reason that I'm here. So it just my whole. It makes me very focused. When I do, I don't goof off. No, I don't think, isn't a goof off. I don't feel like I have any to, when it comes to, like, you know, on Facebook, looking at videos, I don't do any of that stuff. I use Facebook for business, and that's it. So it's my focus. My family's everything to me. It's more than everything to me.
Good for you, man.
Maybe a minute, maybe a bit too much, you know, as like I said, as a veteran, sometimes we hang on to those things. I realize it too. You know, if I want to show some vulnerability here, I know when my wife and kids are gone, like to the grandparents overnight or something, it doesn't take long for me to feel sort of depressed when they're gone, you know. It doesn't take, and it's like, wow, you know, I'm so good at being by myself, when I'm on the road and speaking and, you know, talking. I love it. But you're home sort of by yourself in an empty house, I don't know, it's just different, you know. So it's like, I want to make sure that feeling, they never have that feeling.
Yeah,
That's
I hear you. My final question is, the blind entrepreneur is defined as a person who may be temporarily lost or blind in business. They may be stuck in a particular headspace, right? So to the individuals that are blind, that are stuck, what are three pieces of advice that you would give to a fellow entrepreneur?
I would say take the wide view. So as pan out, pretend you're a camera and you're panning out to look at the entire situation. Yeah. Whatever it is that you're focusing on, so harsh and so heavy to try to make happen, let completely go and see what happens. Mm. Yeah. And three, this is the most important one. And this is, it's so simple and no one does it. Like, so seldom do people do it. Ask for help. Call a consultant, call a coach, you know, call a mentor and say, I need help. If you're trying to get somewhere and you know somebody who's there where you want to go, you should be asking them, hey, can you help me get to where you are right now? It's that simple. And you'd be surprised how many people will gladly and proudly be your mentor.
Mm, very true. Well said, man. Well said indeed. This episode was awesome. Loved everything and the energy that you have. It's contagious, and I hope that the people that are watching and listening, I know I myself am going to go through in my day and just kick as much ass as I possibly can. So thank you so much. The next 30 seconds is all yours. Tell everybody about how they can learn more about you, be a part of your journey, and potentially become a customer.
Oh, awesome. So, you know, you can get a hold of me on steven-kuhn.com. I'm sure it'll be in the notes somewhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, there's two ways to work with me. One is to work in my coaching club. That's if you go to my website, you just put in a request and it says contact Steven, and I'll put you into the coaching club if you want. And otherwise, you can go with me directly. And basically, look, I can persuade heads of state to call me when they're making huge decisions. I can teach you how to develop the same kind of intuition and belief in yourself. And if you think believing in yourself, you know, is worth something, then, you know, if it's close to impossible for some people, it's hard to close deals for some people. If that's not something that you're like pushed up against right now and you just want to actually grow your business a little bit, then you join the coaching club. So the first part is join me as a private client. Second is join my coaching club. If you think that new version of you is worth it, then go to steven-kuhn.com and hit me up.
Very cool. Well, to those that are still watching and listening, thank you guys for always liking, commenting, and subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube and head over to tbeshow.com for more interviews. Go out there and execute your vision, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.